Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
What are you seeking? That would have been a good question to ask 3 months ago at the opening of the academic year. But I suppose the first day of a new quarter isn't a bad second choice for asking the question, what are you seeking? On one level, it's a very simple question. You want to graduate so that you become pastors and deaconesses in Christ's church. So you need to get your work done, and a new quarter is yet again an opportunity to have at it. But there's more to that, isn't there? What are you seeking? You seek something much more deeply, to know Jesus Christ, your Savior, Him crucified. You seek His kingdom and His righteousness. On that second occasion when John the Baptist pointed his disciples to Jesus, naming Him the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, it's not clear that Andrew and the other unnamed disciple really knew exactly what John was talking about, or certainly what they were seeking. They knew John, they knew his preaching, that voice crying in the wilderness, preparing the way of the Lord. But what would this Messiah look like? What would it be to follow someone mightier than John, whose winnowing fork was in his hand, with unquenchable fire ready to burn the chaff? We can only assume that Jesus' appearance was no different than anyone else among those throngs that were flocking into the wilderness for John's baptism. So thank goodness John at least was able to point out the one who would baptize with the Holy Spirit. There he is, John points, the Lamb of God. Now try and picture the scene as Andrew and his companion begin to follow Jesus. Were they confident in their approach? Maybe hesitant? The question Jesus puts to them could very likely have been off-putting, in effect saying, "What do you want?" The response of these disciples, of course, was just perfect. "We want to be with you. Where are you staying?" And off they went. Now, it's unfortunate that John doesn't include any of the conversation that ensued between Jesus and these first of his disciples. All we know is that it must have been one grand catechesis, for the very next thing John tells us is that Andrew was taking off in search of his brother Simon, inviting him with these words, "We have found the Messiah." You can be certain Andrew didn't use that word cavalierly, that when he uttered those words, he understood the full import of their meaning. We have found the Messiah, God's anointed one, great David's greater son, the dayspring from on high, Savior of the nations, Emmanuel, God with us. Of course, we know the whole story, how the next 3 years would unfold. We're quite aware that Andrew's understanding of this Jesus and his mission was just in its infancy of understanding. There would be plenty of times in the next 3 years where he and the rest of the disciples would just get it all wrong. Sometimes, in fact, even getting in the way of Jesus, perhaps preventing people from coming to Jesus who had a need, or sometimes the bickering that they would have among each other, arguing about who would be the greatest. Yet already at this point, Andrew knew full well that Jesus was the one whom he, his brother Simon, and indeed the whole people of Israel had been seeking and waiting for. This was the one. And so also is he the one whom you seek. But that's not the case for much of the world, is it? The world seeks after all kinds of things. Some are in search of truth, though that really isn't much in vogue in these postmodern times. Others are in search of meaning or some higher purpose in life. When you think about it, our whole lives are centered around this grand search. Just think, for example, how many times you've conducted a Google search in the past week. The truth is that we can find ourselves searching at times for the wrong thing, such as answers to questions that God simply chooses not to answer. And so our pride quickly stands in the way, turning us into the grand inquisitor of God, putting him on the witness stand, so to speak, demanding of him answers to those questions that he chooses to leave silent, to keep hidden. In those moments, our searching, well, it's searching not for God as he chooses to reveal himself, but instead we try to make him into a God of our own choosing, one we hope in whom we might have finally the control. But that is not the God whom we seek. In fact, if it is, we don't want to find that God, because what we'll find is not answers, not comfort, but just more questions and even doubt and fear. What a contrast, for example, from the one that Isaiah prophesied, the one whom John was proclaiming. As Isaiah wrote, "Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that her warfare is ended, her iniquity is pardoned, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins." That is the God whom Andrew sought, the God whom you seek today. And thanks be to God that he is the one who shows up, the one who has, by his Spirit, sought you out. He calls to you right now, come and see, to receive from the Lord's hand the rich bounty of his pardon. In fact, in just a few moments, we'll sing to this Lamb of God, confessing him who comes to us in his body and blood as the one who takes away the sin of the whole world. In that very body and blood is life. For the one who offered up his life into death now bestows that life on you. What's more, the one whom Andrew followed now promises to abide with you. He remains with you, granting you peace and pardon and comfort and hope. Because he has united himself to you, in fact, has taken you with him through death into life, on that account, he now invites you to seek those things that are above. And you find those things nowhere else but here below, in the preaching of Christ and his cross. Because St. Andrew had a glimpse of what this Messiah came to bring, he couldn't help but seek out his brother, Simon, and after him, many, many others. And so has the church in every generation, inviting one and all to come and see. May God richly bless this Adventide and the preaching of his Christ, that the invitation to come and see would continue to sound forth as he seeks to save the lost. In the name of Jesus.